You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt. Who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies. Yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season. This is episode 161. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
Hope everyone's having a great week. Let's have a great show, Valdez.
Yeah. Hey, happy Valentine's Day, Drab.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you.
You have any romantic plans for this weekend?
A lot of gooning, which I found out was a very bad word
today.
You know,
you're kind of a donk. You wanted to sound like you were...
hip.
You were on the cutting edge, Valdez.
Yeah.
But you're just kind of a donk. You dipped your toes in something you didn't know that much about.
I guess I'm happy I didn't know much about it.
I had to take my ruler out and slap your dick a little bit, right? I said that was inappropriate.
I got detention.
You did. Why were you so... fascinated with the word gooner?
Because I just found out about it.
Yeah, take me through that process here, Valdez.
I had just learned of the word when the guy died driving through the titty barista place.
A bikini barista.
The bikini barista.
What we call them.
All right. So I had just learned
by
that
the way,
phrase.
One of the Pacific Northwest's great contributions to society.
Starbucks, Microsoft.
Even though I think this was Arizona, all the bikini barista stuff started in Washington State.
You know, I can imagine the pioneer. How about Starbucks, but with boobs?
Why not? It's a great idea.
I know. But that's where I first learned of the phrase.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't realize that I learned that I'm misusing it. I thought it was just a person who was addicted to porno. So
no.
That's what I thought it was.
Who told you that? I guess it can, that's part of it, right? But there's more to it. It's a sexual act.
I didn't realize it was a sexual act.
I thought it was just
a group of people. You know,
a simp or something?
Yeah, almost like a simp, almost. Mm-hmm.
How did it even come up on the show today?
We're talking about sex and getting PTO for having sex.
Yeah.
And then one of the guys, or it may have been Eric, was wondering, like, well, what if you're single? Like, do you get a PTO for jerking off? And then I said, yeah, there's something about gooning. PTO for gooning.
Yeah.
And I had to explain.
It's definitely a non-FCC friendly award, I would think.
Well,
I don't know if they're up to speed on that, but.
Well, can you teach me? So what is the proper terminology that I'm using?
All I know.
Or how I'm misusing it.
And this is, I've seen this subreddit before. All right. Okay. All I know what it is, it's guys, or it can be girls too, I think. who sit around. It's in like an extended form of edging. All right.
So you're just
edging is keeping yourself short of climax, right?
Yes.
So if you are doing that, it's like you could be doing it for days at a time. Okay.
So you're not even edging. You're just going to town and then starting, stopping.
Just constantly teasing yourself.
Okay.
Like on the verge of a
perpetual state of blue balls.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I guess I apologize for misusing the word.
I guess a gooner of all these would be a group of people or one who goons.
Okay.
It's disgusting.
It's a funny word.
Uh-huh. Huh. Hey, why is EB asking me all the time now about today he goes, what's your record, Trav? How many times have you done that in a day? And then I go, I don't know, like five. And he goes, how did you do that? What kind of weirdo does that five times a day?
No, I'm going to tell you exactly.
And I'm like, I did it once five times a day, like 20 years ago.
I'm going to tell you exactly what it is.
Yeah, what is he's projecting?
Yes, he's projecting.
Why? Take me through this.
Because there's snow all over the ground. Mm-hmm. He can only hit balls for so many hours in a day. And then he's got nowhere to go. And he's at home all day by himself. And he's gooning it up.
Okay.
So he's projecting.
All right.
He doesn't have to say it. You say it for him.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Don't you see what's going on here?
Yeah. All right. Sometimes, even though I've been on the show for so many years, sometimes it was
very surprising
what EB's doing. He's projecting his lifestyle onto me.
That's EB 101. Mm-hmm. He's projecting.
What about hating the smell of weed? What's that projecting on?
Well, I don't think it's projecting on anything, but that's to each his own. In our newest segment, what's Ricking Me?
Mm-hmm. Stop Ricking Me.
Oh, yeah. Stop Ricking Me.
A.K.A.
Started and founded by J.P. Flame.
Oh, God. We could take you through that. A.K.A. Tilt of the Week, right?
Yes, we basically repackaged
Tilt of the Week. You know, we know it's the off season. Valdez and I talked many times throughout the football season. All right, here we go. At the end of the football season, you know, obviously football topics will still be a big, massive part of the show. As always, NFL's king. But it gives us an opportunity to come up with new ideas, do fun segments or bits or bit season, whatever you want to call it.
We're just trying to get the guys interacting.
Yeah, but we always want to get the guys involved in the show and do a little bit of prep, thinking about the show. And we always enjoy Tilt of the Week whenever we do it on this show. So we texted the guys last night, asked them what they thought about a segment where they just kind of complain about something. It doesn't have to be a rant necessarily. No. But so I said, something you haven't brought up on the show.
Like an observation.
An observation, just something you haven't talked about. Mildly infuriating.
Yes.
All right.
Like something that isn't going to kill an entire segment, but you can go around the room that's frustrated you. Something on your mind.
So then a JP immediately texts back about in taking credit for the segment. Because I guess, I mean, show historians know better than me. They did a segment, and I've heard it before, I guess, like 30 years ago, right? At the very beginning of the show. What was the name of the segment they did?
Under My Skin.
Under My Skin. What was under my skin exactly, Valdez?
It was something that was bothering you in the world of sports.
I just remember a rant. I've heard it before. A rant about Cal Ripken Jr. from EB.
That was stock up or stock the stock market.
That was it.
Yeah. Okay. Here are the junkies.
But was it a prepackaged rant where they like read something or they had something all planned out?
Something written down basically.
Mm-hmm.
They used to do stock market where stocks up, stocks down, basically a buy or sell. They did doo-doo Browns, which were things that were bad.
Yeah.
What else they had? They had Donkeys of the Week, which was basically making fun of someone for something they did during the course of the week.
Here's my tilt of the week, Valdez. JP taking credit for a tilt or a stop breaking me segment. All right. And then he says, why don't we just call it Under My Skin? Because JP's obsessed with the origin story of the Junkies and everything being the same as it was 30 years
because
ago.
Because people who listened 26 years ago to Under My Skin don't know what, or aren't listening right now, probably.
Probably. Two out of 1,000 people that listen to the show may have been listening that long ago. It's always nice to hear from those people, but we would have been out of job a long time ago if we were relying on the people who were listening 26 years ago.
I know.
There's people who listen to the show right now who have no idea who Chad Dukes is. Like probably a good percentage of the show. They're just constant rollover or turnover of our audience.
It's a revolving door of listeners.
Right? So JP always wants to see everything go back. And it's not just Under My Skin. It seems like anything we come up with, right? It's always, he wants to call it something we did in the first, they did it in the first year or two of the show. And just, it was tilting me. And also tilted me, he wanted to dominate the entire segment.
That he had four of his own.
Now, look, that's great. I'm actually not going to tell him not to. Like, four is better than zero.
I know.
But you got to share the rock a little bit.
Yeah, you got to pass the ball. You got to run the weave.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of JP, a huge topic on the show that I wanted to discuss was his he's bringing up the dog thing, and it's right around the corner, and it looks like JP is getting bullied by his daughter to rescue a dog or buy a dog, whatever it is. But a dog is going to come into the Flame household.
Yeah.
And after he mentioned that, I couldn't stop thinking about the dog that's going to be in the Flame household. And we got to do whatever we can to save this dog, because
is the dog better off being put to sleep?
I wouldn't go that far, but if I was in the shelter and JP started going down the line of dogs to adopt, I would start
reject.
I would start pissing in my cage. Okay.
Well, you still have to be approved to be a dog adopter. There isn't a process, so maybe they'll reject him. But they ask some questions like, "Who's in charge of the dog?" And he says, "My 7-year-old daughter."
I just think JP doesn't understand what he's getting into, and for as much as we try to tell him what's in store for his adoption or purchase of a dog in that household, he's not listening to us. I did the exact same thing when I was 12 years old. I begged, I pleaded, I threw temper tantrums trying to get a yellow lab. I became enamored with it after like spending the night over a friend's house, like when I was 8 years old, and I wouldn't let it go for years and years and years. And that's what happens is number one in parenting.
Standard American tradition of the kid begging the parents for a dog.
Yeah, it's a tale as old as time.
Mm-hmm.
And at the first move as a parent is you ignore it. You kick the can down the road and you figure, well, maybe it's just a phase. The my son or my daughter just won't care. 3-4 years from now, they won't be as adamant about getting a dog. And he's done that. And Isabella, to her credit, has called JP's bluff and still wants a dog. But JP putting the responsibility on Isabella is just not going to happen. He's delusional. Where he thinks he's not going to have a hand in this dog's care.
Well, what I'm worried about is that they would take this dog and then give it back like a month later. That's the stuff that always breaks my heart. Like, how could you take in a dog and then and just shrug your shoulders and be like, nah, you know what? It's too much work. Well, go ahead and put this thing to sleep.
Well, JP is a very literal person.
Mm-hmm.
So when he says, Isabella, you're going to do all the work,
He really
means it.
Yeah.
Like, just like when he took Kelsey to the Wizards game, right? And then he says, I'm not getting you any concessions. I made her buy the hot dog at the Wizards. Like, JP is a very literal person. Yeah. And he is stubborn enough to not clean up after the dog, not take the dog for a walk, not to play with it, because that's not what he signed up for. Well, and I just, for whatever reason, I think about this dog in that household, and I always feel sorry for it.
Well, the first thing is, he's got to do more research on, I mean, he said his wife's allergic to dogs, and he was like, so I'm sure, he said, she's number two in line, I'm number three in line, but she's allergic to dogs? Well, that's a huge problem. And then you're saying, what kind of dog should I get while your wife's allergic to dogs? Well, the only dogs there you're going to get that you're going to keep is a hypoallergenic dog.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a Labradoodle.
A Labradoodle
is probably the number one dog that JP's going to get.
Not a breed of dog. It's a lab concoction.
Yes.
They should just not get a dog. It's not going to be loved the way it needs to be loved. It's a lot of work. JP, they like to. They're a family about town. They got right. Busy. Jess has a busy schedule.
Isabella has a busy schedule. Isabella has so many irons in the fire.
Well, here's the thing. Unless JP is committed to taking ownership of the dog, he can't get the dog. That's what it comes down to. If JP can't see himself walking that dog twice a day and feeding it and taking it to the vet and doing all the things you have to do with the dog, then they should not get it. And you know what? The same goes for probably Jess too. She has to commit to that. There right. should be, you can say, oh, Isabella, this is your duty.
Yeah, this is your responsibility.
But at the end of the day, you know that she's not going to follow through because she's a kid. And even if the kid is 10, 12, 14, it doesn't matter.
Dude, even
doesn't matter. They're not going to take care of it.
Even 18-year-olds neglect their responsibilities. And they're considered adults. I mean, what do you think a 6-year-old's going to
do? Hey, I got a big problem with you, though.
Oh.
What is with you saying you got no riz if you got to have a dog?
Oh, come on. Take a joke.
No.
What do you mean? You got no riz if you...
I mean, that's what you're... I'm just trying to get into your mindset. I'm clearly not upset that you said practicalities. Your mindset of that. Like, because you go... If you can't go up to it to talk to a chick at the bar without a dog, you got no game.
Exactly. You got to use you're a prop comic. You're a prop comic.
It's called common interest.
Okay.
And it's like saying, oh, if you got to take a shower, then you don't have any riz.
No,
right?
I mean, that is such an extreme.
No,
that
it's not.
That is such an extreme.
That's not an extreme.
Yes. If you're in college and you get a dog to walk around the mall for attention, you're a prop comic.
And first off, that's not why you get the dog. It's an advantage of having the dog.
Well, that's what Eric said, is that you get a dog in college so mm-hmm. you can talk to chicks. That's exactly what he said.
It's a perk. It's a perk of the responsibility. But you still have to be able to talk to women. Just like I would say if you talk to chicks at a bar, Valdez, some sloppy chick who's fall down drunk, and that's the only way you can get a blowjob, then you got no game, my friend. It takes real game to woo a chick at the dog park when it's just you and her talking about interest.
Okay.
All right.
You're so offended by that.
Well, it was just, first of all, you like dogs, so I don't know why you said that.
Number one, I don't know how a college kid can take care of a dog.
What do you mean? Prioritize?
Well, you have your classes, you have a social life, you have, you're renting this place.
Yeah, no, but you're home 12 different times a day. Take your dog out in the morning. You come home after classes, after lunch, take them out again before you go out.
I wouldn't be able to balance.
You would figure it out real quick.
Just getting a dog would not be at the top of my lists of things to do in college. That's all.
My college life.
And I don't even remember.
Exponentially when I got Troy.
I don't even remember anyone in college who had a dog.
What?
I'm being dead
Everybody
serious.
Everybody had a dog.
I'm being dead serious.
What are you, a dorm kid? Were you in the dorm?
I was in the dorm for 3 out of my 4 years.
Oh, you're a love, Valdez.
Well,
I can't have a conversation with you. You're one of the dorky kid who lived in the dorm for the entire time. I can't relate to you.
What do you mean?
Those were the losers that had to stay in the dorm.
I lived in a high-rise dorm for my freshman year. And then I lived in a campus apartment housing for my sophomore and junior.
And then you were on campus kid.
Then I got, lived now it makes off sense. Campus as a senior.
That makes sense. Real ballers live in their dorm their freshman year, get their friends, then you live off campus sophomore, junior, senior year. I live in a condo community, or you know, somebody else owned the house. Not it wasn't like a apartment dwelling.
Well, the school owned the apartment.
No. Some random guy owned the house.
You had a landlord.
It was a townhouse, yeah. And had a Rottweiler.
All right.
Well, you know what? I think less of you. I didn't know that about you.
What do you mean?
Hey, just a dorm kid for 3 years. I mean, it makes sense.
What do you mean? Why do you keep calling me a dorm kid? That makes no sense. You act like that's an insult. What does that even mean?
No, it's an insult.
What does that even mean?
Gooners stay in the dorm for 3 years. All
right. I'm on the floor full of gooners.
Yeah. When you just sit in there and like, play your computer games all night.
Hey, you want to play Halo?
Yeah.
Is that what you think's going on? Let me guess.
You were an RA your senior year?
No, I was not.
All right. I'm sorry. Sorry we don't see eye to eye on the dorm room, everybody.
Speaking of the dog stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think we really hit on this with JP enough, is that dogs are expensive. And I know the junks do very well, and you know, they're not hurting, okay? But for someone who is very just self-aware and conscious of money in, money out, dogs can be very, very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Vet bills, shots, surgeries. If the dog becomes a part of your family, the dog's going to need surgeries. Food.
He's too cheap.
You can't just give the dog, you know, $20 Iams dog food anymore. The food needs to be higher scaled. It needs to be fresh pets. It needs to be all that kind of stuff.
And I don't think you have to go to the local boutique dog store.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm just,
my dog's fine. I buy him the premium Kirkland. I buy premium Kirkland signature.
But that's also another thing that JP's not really thinking about. Then and do you want to know what my greatest fear about this whole dog thing with JP is? That like the first sign, like the dog has something wrong with it, all right, whether it's, you know, it needs like some sort of leg surgery, maybe it's intestine, there's something going on, the dog has a tumor, whatever it may be, that, and you know, it's going to cost $6,000 to get the dog.
He'll put
surgery.
It down.
Well, yes, because he's such a rational person,
mm-hmm.
and the dog really isn't a part of.
Well,
maybe it can warm the family.
Maybe it can warm his heart. Maybe turn a corner. Maybe warm his heart.
But do you think that could actually happen? Where all of a sudden he grows to love it so much?
I mean, it happens. But generally, those people like take it to some random intersection out in the middle of nowhere and open the door and kick the dog out.
Like, I don't think JP's that type of human being, but like, mm-hmm. I could
I could see him doing that. I would hope that he wouldn't do that, but he's just got to get more plugged in. He had no idea that King Cavalier dogs are one of them, a top 5% expensive dog. He's just clueless. He'll figure it out if he get a dog, but he'll figure out in the first week, oh crap, I got to take care of this thing.
Well, not to mention, the dog is whining in its cage and barking when you have to crate it at night. I mean, the first year of that dog is going to be hell for JP.
It will be.
And I just don't.
Let's just hope he doesn't get one, Matt. Let's just hope that doesn't happen.
And also, you know what? This could be a great learning point for Isabella.
Right.
That, you know, sometimes you don't always get what you ask for.
I know he wants to be
a great dad.
You'll realize it. If you ever have kids, you'll realize that someday that you just can't, it doesn't, your heart no longer works like that. You desire your kids to be happy. Like, that's literally what motivates you. Now, of course, there are boundaries, and you can't just let them do whatever they want at all times. And some people, a lot of times, the boundary is dogs, right? Like, no, we're just not going to do it. But at the end of the day, you just crave seeing your kids happy. And that's what gives you happiness at the same time. So it's just kind of a different mindset until you kind of go through that process. But enough beating up on JP. I don't want to hear about it. But there is something I did want to get your take on, Valdez. And it's frustrating to hear that Jason Bishop,
okay,
turned off the Super Bowl at halftime. First of all, I literally cannot believe that he volunteered that information on the air.
Like, not even try to fake it.
Right? Like, what are we doing here? Like, what are we doing? I love the guy. We're family, right? It's the biggest game of the year.
It's the last game.
The last game of the year. The game that every person is watching. You're a sports radio show host. How is it even remotely possible that the thought goes through your head, I'm going to go to bed? And believe me, there was, and this is real talk, there was no, I woke up at 3 a.m. and watched the second half so I could comment on. He just checked out.
I don't understand it because as someone who values sleep as well, even I was up watching to the final whistle and the confetti dropping.
The sleep thing is starting to bother me. It doesn't matter. Like, our job is our job. We have a job with the morning show. Our expectation is to consume sports, to be ready in the morning to talk about sports for things that you can't do it every night. I understand. You're not going to be able to do that every night. You're not going to stay up like JP and Drab do and watch Jazz Lakers. Okay. Yeah. We're just dumb. And it's just, you don't have to do that. We like to, JP and I like to do that. But you have to watch the Super Bowl. You have to watch the Commanders in prime time. Yeah. You can't beg for them to play 1 p.m. games because you don't want to stay up late.
Mm-hmm. Game 7 of the World Series starts at 8 o'clock. You probably should watch the entirety of the game.
I just can't imagine coming here on a – like, I would be shitting bricks, Valdez, if I came in on the day after the Super Bowl and I didn't watch the game. How are you going to have a conversation for 4 hours – or a quality conversation, at least, on something you didn't watch? It just makes no sense to me. There's not one radio host, let alone sports radio host, in America, outside of Bishop, who did not watch the second half of the Super Bowl. What are we doing?
I agree with
you. Why is that his mindset? Like, why does he think...
Well, why is that acceptable? Right?
Well, it's not, but I can't punish him. I'm not his boss. Like, and I don't know if it's something that really management should get involved in. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure they're frustrated when they hear that kind of stuff. I mean, what are they paying for? Are we just shooting the S here? Are we just killing time? Or are we supposed to be providing analysis and humor and original opinions? I don't know. How can you go to bed at halftime of the Super Bowl?
I know.
It's mind-boggling.
Like, if it was
also the curiosity of it, Matt. The curiosity of everyone's watching it except for you. That doesn't bother you? He didn't even see Kendrick Lamar. He's got to watch the games. I'm drawing the line
at turning off the Super Bowl. I understand you. Then that's very frustrating. And like you said, it's not like flipping the TV off at halftime of a Maryland Nebraska game.
Here's what I think. I don't think it's fair to the other people on the show. It's not fair to the listeners. Okay, that's true. But it's definitely not fair to the other guys on the show when you are not prepared and you are not able to give proper insight on something when that is your job. I don't even know what to compare it to. It would be so hard to compare it to anything. He's a sports talk host who didn't watch the Super Bowl. It doesn't even, I don't even know what to say anymore.
It's the biggest sporting event of all time. Of the year. Every year. Every year.
And he knows we're going to do 4 hours on it. Sleep is not that, I guess, sleep is not that important. I'm tired of the sleep excuse. I'm tired of it. It's not acceptable. It's just, it's not an acceptable excuse.
I know. We're all tired.
Everyone's tired. Meanwhile, I just can't stay up. That's not true. It's just not true. He stays up late on the weekends. He's not going to bed at 8 o'clock on Saturday nights. He's out. He's out at dinners. He's out at friends. He's not. He wants to go to bed. He doesn't want to stay up late. He doesn't want to sell out for the show or for the audience. And I just, what would happen if it was just himself? Jason Bishop show, would he go to bed at halftime? No. So he's not being a team player to me, because he knows the other guys will carry the load. If it was, he wouldn't want to be embarrassed by himself, so he would stay up. And I'm not trying to really, when I heard it, I wasn't angry. I just was like,
it was almost unbelievable.
Well, no, it was expected, but it was,
you think so? I mean, I just assumed everyone was dragging their feet because they were up watching the Super Bowl.
It's expected at this point. Not surprising, right? You got to be committed. I don't know how committed he is to putting on a great show. I don't know. I mean,
okay. Well, then here, let me be devil's advocate here.
Right.
All right. Let's say, all right, I'm Jason right now. And I say, all right, Drab, I hear what you're saying, but these other guys, they're not committed to watching college basketball or during baseball season. They don't know what's going on in Major League Baseball. I know what's going on with that.
My retort to that would be, did 140 million people watch the Duke-Clemson game? Is that a talking point on our show? Of course they should. Of course everybody should try to watch as much as possible. Cake should be watching the World Series. But even that, the World Series is hardly discussed on the show. It really just, it isn't. I mean, during the football season, it's the job description here is football is king.
Right.
And the expectations
are. And football is queen. And football.
Yeah. It's first, second, third, and fourth.
Yes.
All right. Cake should be watching and we did the same thing. We were flabbergasted that Cakes didn't watch any of the World Series.
Yeah.
And he should. But college basketball is in the regular season is a very minor part, especially of this show. Now, Final Four, you should be watching those.
Yes.
And I'm not sure the guys do. It's the Super Bowl. I know we can't just draw these crazy connections like JP likes to do, go from 0 to 100, right? What happened? Why have any fans at all? If you're going to storm the court, somebody could stab someone. It's the Super Bowl. It's the biggest event there is.
I know, but I'm just telling you what the retort's going to be.
Our show isn't, we're not a college basketball show. Okay, listeners aren't tuning in for college basketball talk.
But I know the most sports about than anyone else on the show.
But we need you to give opinions on what's happening. You can't give opinions on something you didn't watch or consume. And you can't have a better opinion and you can't fake it because everyone watched it. Some of the stuff you can fake, right? You can get all worked up and do some wacky take on something and have fun and kind of BS your way. You can't BS your way through a Super Bowl talk without people sniffing it out. Also, don't say it on the air. I hadn't even thought about it. I had not thought that he went to bed at halftime. Had you? Until he said,
I would have assumed. I assumed everyone stayed up to watch the Super Bowl. Even if it is a blowout, it's the last game of the. It's the last game for 8 months. Soak it all in. You need commentary on everything. Tom Brady might have something stupid to say in the last 6 minutes of the fourth quarter that could be a viral pop culture moment.
Everybody has roles on the show, and Bishop is great at a lot of things. In fact, knowing the most, being the most well-rounded on sports is one of his things. But that's just because he's watched sports his entire life, and he knows a lot about different sports, right? And he'll read the papers and things like that. One of the reasons I stay up late is so I can provide information, besides the fact that I like it. Yeah. But you'd be surprised how often they ask questions about stuff that happens late at night that I know the answer to because I stayed up and watched, or if JP might as well. But also, that's a hobby of mine. So Jason does a great job. There's things on the show he's really, really good at.
Right.
But I don't know, like, how committed are you if you're not watching the Super Bowl? It's like, where do we draw the line then? Do you have to watch Commander games?
No.
Why not? You know, the other guys watched it and everyone else watched it, why do I have to watch it? If I could, we just skate by and I can just read the Washington Post in the morning. Yeah. Well, might be the last bit season.
I'm glad you got that off your chest. It was digging at you, but I noticed it too. I noticed that he said that.
Would Mike Golic go on the air and say, I went to bed at halftime?
I know. I mean, what do you think we're going to be talking about all day long?
Yeah.
Even all week long.
I wish he was actually here so I could, maybe we could just, we don't have a lot of conflict on the show these days, but I wish that was something that was like, what? What do you mean you went to bed? Like, why?
Hey, I did notice a jab that you took. I think it was yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I think it was yesterday.
It was during yesterday's show when Jason was talking about watching a game, and then you said, you mean half the game.
He did laugh at that. And I'm not angry at him, and he's 1,000 times more successful than I ever will be. So you can say that he knows this show better and knows what the people want better than me, because the proof is in the pudding, Matt. But that still doesn't mean that it's right, and that's what we should be doing. Just because you can get away with something doesn't mean that that's what you should be doing. True character, what is that saying? True character is doing the right thing when no one's watching. Yeah. Right? Okay. Turns out you're the only one not watching.
Yeah. Apparently you're not watching a lot.
All right. Now it's my turn to get my dick slapped.
Yeah. All I did was say, Gooner, you made a host angry.
Probably. Watch the Super Bowl, please.
All right. We'll take a quick break, but we got to let you know that the episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Support Drab. We're going to need it when we don't have the show anymore, because we're going to get in trouble. Mm-hmm. Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com right now. Use that promo code Bitties to save 10% on every order. You need a 2-ounce energy shot before doing a long road trip. They got it. You want a sugar-free Don't Sleep, they got it.
Hey, Mike, everyone at the radio station is crushing the Don't Sleep. Mike Marr specifically is requesting a refill. He loves the sugar-free. You guys, you got to check it out if you haven't before. Whatever you do during the day, you just need a little pick-me-up, whether you're working out, you just afternoon drag at 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. All you guys going back to the office now.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You stay up late for the Super Bowl, you get a Don't Sleep energy the day after.
All right. Use that promo code Bitties. Don'tsleepenergy.com. Save 10% on every order. Don't Sleep makes you great.
We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to Bit Season, episode 161. Hey, gotta let everyone know, this is your last chance between listening to this and the end of the Junkies show tomorrow to book your Valentine's Day cameo. You have a boyfriend or husband or significant other who loves Bit Season.
Mm-hmm.
Look for Junkies Producers on Cameo. Book a cameo. It's a great last-minute Valentine's Day gift, Drab.
Hey, I got another big problem with you, Valdez.
Oh, boy.
All right? You...
What did I do now?
This one actually is serious.
Oh, uh-oh.
You royally boned everybody on the Junkies.
I did.
I'm actually... It's like you're a rookie and you don't know how to play the game.
Okay.
I don't think not one person listening will care about this, but I need to get it off my chest.
All right.
So last week, we were gifted these Pupatella gift cards.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's our Willy Wonka golden ticket right there.
And everyone got one. Mars is in the mail. Of course, Matt Valdez, the money would have been on Bish. But I knew secretly
who the dark horse was.
The dark horse to use that thing first was Matt Valdez.
And why is that?
I don't know. You just love a free meal, I guess.
And you don't?
I do, but I have some tact.
What do you mean you have tact?
You, of course. So I get on Instagram on Sunday before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I see Valdez, his newest reel or whatever the hell it was.
His story.
And it's all Pupatella. Look at my spread, everyone.
All right.
Okay. And I'm like, oh, this guy, he of course went there for Super Bowl Sunday.
Is that what you said in your head?
Yeah. I'm like,
loser.
I know you. He's going to a party. He wants to be the hero. Oh, look at Valdez. Oh, my God. How much food did you get? How much did all this cost, man? Unbelievable. You want to be the hero.
Yeah.
By the way, was the original price?
The original price?
Well, how much would it have been? Did you come close to $150?
No.
You did not. 100?
No. Yeah, close to 100.
All right, here's my problem. I have to do a whole thing on it.
Okay.
So we get these. Everyone's excited to use it.
Yeah.
Valdez boned everyone on the show because...
How did I bone it? Because I got $100 worth of
you know
pizzas?
No, you know why. This is what this asshole did. He goes in there to the resting location. Okay.
Yeah.
Scratch that off my list. I'll never step foot in the resting location because what Matt Valdez did is he insanely overtipped and overcompensated and set the bar so high for any of the other show members to come in there and to get some free food. The entire point of the thing for us is to get free food. I don't know what you were thinking. Matt Valdez tipped the guy behind the counter because it was takeout. So literally, the guy didn't do anything. They made it and put it on the counter, the shelf, for them to grab. Matt Valdez tipped them $50. This is supposed to be something we can use every single day. And Dumb Valdez set the bar so high. I can't. I can't ever go in that one because they're expecting $50
tips. They're not expecting that.
Every time.
Not every time.
Why did you tip $50?
It was Super Bowl Sunday.
So?
It's a busy time.
I'm sure they had... it was packed. It's an unbelievable restaurant. Packed.
He threw in free gelato.
Everything's free. The whole thing's free. He didn't throw it in. You could have just asked for it.
He was very nice during the pickup.
No. You got suckered into the Junkies dinners at the Palm and those $400 dinners that they go and the Junkies tip the poor waitress because they don't want to stiff her.
Right,
because she's still working hard and in the meal.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to stiff all the workers. Throwing all the pizzas in the oven.
It's takeout. Nobody tips like that for takeout. You don't tip 30% on takeout. You tipped 60% or whatever it was. I don't even know. You tipped an outrageous amount for a guy going, thanks, chef, doing a 180 degree turn and handing you the pizza. He literally did nothing. You set the bar. So I will. Here's what I want you to do.
What do you want?
I want you
to go in there and ask for the money.
No, that's fine. That's your location.
Okay.
You stay away from the Chantilly location. That's mine. I can't have you going in there tipping $50. You know what? Fine, $20. You want to be a glad hand in and be blow someone's tip him $20. That guy's never gotten a $20 tip on takeout in his life. Most people, Drew Brees, we did a story on it, tips $3 for takeout. Who do you think you are? All right? Stick to the plan. You should bone everyone else.
I
can't go in that one because they're expecting a $50
tip
from
the junkies. They're not expecting that.
They've had one tip and it was for $50.
I didn't think it's that outrageous.
Why would, no offense to Pupatello, besides, why would I go there if it's going to cost me $50?
I know. We had people pitch in too. I said.
It doesn't matter where the money came. He didn't. He didn't know where the money came from. It's all come from your pocket. He didn't know that Jack Hogan paid for 30% of it, and his wife paid for some. He just knows that you gave him $50, and any jackass from the junkies that comes in there better tip $50, or he's a skinflint. Stay away from the shit. That's my location. Stay away from it. All right, you can tip $1,000 at the rest of the location. I don't care. Don't go to Chantilly. Because I'm tipping $20 when I go there.
It sounds like you're not tipping.
No. I haven't been. I haven't abused it yet. I haven't even been. All right. That's it. Nobody else cares. Well, I care.
It was some good pizza.
And I know. I know it is. And I'm telling him this because Valdez, I don't know exactly. He lives in Chantilly area. And I know he's probably. Have you been to that? Have you already been? Have you been there this week? Have you been to the Chantilly location?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I wouldn't be surprised.
You're eating there three days a week. You know what's going to happen is we're going to run into each other. I'm trying to not get my card revoked.
Well, if you keep tipping $50, I'll never use it in the first place. Not that the food's not good, just a nice little perk.
You don't want to be shamed?
I won't actually. I'll just go in there and pay like a regular customer. Now that you guys have heard me complaining about the price of free food.
I know. Why do you, it has no bearing on your...
Because it does. Because it's supposed to be a treat for us, right?
Like a treat. Saturday,
I'm going to take my kids in there, right?
All right, hey, I might see you there.
We're going to go to the Mason game and maybe get some food, all right? Beforehand or after, I don't really know. I don't want you tipping $50 10 minutes before I walk in there.
Did you get those tickets from Bill Rowland?
No, actually, I haven't. Tony Skin will be in studio on Monday.
Okay,
all right. I actually don't have them yet. I'm working on it. All right, that's it. I do have something I do want to throw out there with you to see if you are interested. Now that
I scolded you,
I want to be friends again.
Okay. What is this? That you're really working on that friendship really well.
All right, I told you I talked to my buddy Kent constantly on WhatsApp. This is my friend and I lived with off campus for 3 years, Valdez.
Not a dorm, non-dorm boy.
He was my suite mate in our dorm.
Oh, okay.
My buddy Kent. And Kent lives in Chicago, and I got another Kent that lives in Washington State.
Okay.
This is Kent in Chicago.
Kent in Chicago.
We talk every day, all day long on WhatsApp. He says, Rick, by the way, he uses junkies lingo.
You must like that.
Yeah, of course. Everybody likes it. What's it going to take for Drabby, Valdez, and Mike Marr to take a boys' trip to Chicago this summer? Are you intrigued?
Okay.
I'm very intrigued.
Chicago is a city that I've always wanted to visit.
Now, I don't want you to take this personally. Okay? My first response...
You beat me down for 10 minutes. Now what?
I'm just... In full disclosure, my first response to him was...
Why?
No. Again, don't get upset.
Okay.
My first response to him was... You would love Mike Marr. Okay. But the only reason I say that is because Mike's relatively new and he does. And Mike is what we all are vicariously living through. Right. Mike's the guy.
We wish that, we had that energy.
The young guy that's taking the trips, the night out guy. That's the reason I said Mar. Of course, okay. Kent's going to love you too, but we're more chill.
TBD.
Like, Mar's the wild card. He's the young guy.
Yeah.
I'm very intrigued. I'll be honest. We spent a lot of time together, Matt.
Yeah.
I'm very intrigued of taking a trip to Chicago with you and Mike Mar.
I would definitely be down.
Now, I don't know where we would stay. I don't know if that was an invitation to stay at his house or if we'd stay at a hotel. I'm not sure.
I think we would probably bunk up.
What does that mean?
Like at a hotel.
Okay. Like downtown?
Yeah. That's what I would prefer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how far does Kent live from
Kent
downtown?
Kent lives in Evanston, which is where Northwestern is, north of the city. Let me see here. Evanston to downtown Chicago, 14 miles, 30 minutes.
Okay.
Maybe so in traffic with 30 minutes. I'm not quite sure how that works.
I heard Chicago traffic is awful.
Can't be good.
I want all of us to be together.
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah.
But also it takes, because if Kent's inviting us, my guess is Kent wants to be around us too.
All right.
So
Kent and Drab share a room and you and Mike Mar share a room. Are you intrigued by that?
Okay. I'm intrigued
by
that.
Don't you know someone like at the Hilton or one of these? Don't you got all kinds of friends?
Why am I the guy that knows everybody?
Well, I'm the idea guy.
Okay.
I'm very intrigued hanging out with you for a long weekend.
A long summer weekend.
Nothing says Chicago like summertime. Now, I've never been.
Okay.
I've been to the airport. That's it.
I've been to Midway.
I have no interest, no offense, Ken, in going to Chicago from October through Memorial Day. It's not appealing to me. But Chicago rules the summer.
All right.
Boys of summer.
This is what we need. We need a list of demands. Okay. Mm-hmm. We got to come up with a list of demands for Kent.
Okay.
We need to be on a boat somehow, like on the lake or the canal thing or the river thing.
I should tell you, Kent is a high end wedding and decor photographer. He's got a lot of connections.
That's great.
Right?
That's great.
So he knows all the places to go.
I feel like we need to be on a boat, right?
On Lake Michigan.
Or the river that splits the city. Yes, one of those two. We need to be on a boat at some point in an afternoon.
I think maybe we do sleep on St. Paddy's Day in Chicago. It's probably pretty silly.
Yes, we definitely do that. We also need Wrigleyville. Wrigleyville needs
no-brainer. No-brainers hitting the bleacher bumps.
Yeah, bleacher creatures.
Actually, that's New York, but I don't know what they call them in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, aren't they the bleacher creatures?
Is that what they call them?
Quote me on that.
You got to go to Wrigley. I've never been to Wrigley. You got to go there at least once in your lifetime.
Also, we have to go to a steakhouse. We have to go do the Chicago steakhouse.
What's the Chicago, like Michael Jordan's restaurant?
The Midwest and Chicago are known
a nice Omaha.
Yeah, they're known for their steaks.
All right.
Chicago steak is a thing.
Okay.
It's supposed to be better than any other kind of.
This is what
meat.
He said. I said, you'd love Mar. And he goes, of course. I said, Chicago in the summer seems so silly. And he goes, it's the best. Got a freshwater ocean right there.
Okay. Lake Michigan, right?
Catch a Cubs game.
Okay. We're on the same page.
Round of golf.
Oh. Oh, I can hook that up.
Well, EB can.
Well, yes.
All right. Highlands. We go to Highlands.
Yeah, we go play
Tom,
Highlands. He gives us the Donald Trump treatment where we ride around in the cart wherever we want.
Yeah. And then he says, silly steakhouse.
He's got it all nailed.
And you know what? I'm always intrigued by Chicago. Seems like to me it's America's beer capital. Now, not microbrews and IPAs and all that. America's light beer capital. For whatever reason, when I think of Chicago, I think of people drinking beers out of those clear plastic cups at Cubs games or a Lollapalooza or something. I don't know. It's like big round Midwesterners with Mike Ditka looking guys drinking beers. Old school 80s.
Everyone in Chicago has a spare tire.
Yeah. What's the Schmitz beer?
There's a Schmitz?
Yeah, I forget what it's called.
There's Schlitz.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Just an old classic 80s beer can. This is like what I envision.
Where you have the tabs and you pull the tab, comes off.
Yeah, yeah. Old school Chicago. Go to one of those
sausage.
We got to go get the pizza places.
Yeah, we do deep dish.
Uh-huh. Gino's East. I'm telling you,
What about the sandwich? Where are those? The beef dips or the beef... Whatever.
Portello's?
Well, I don't know. It has the
The TV show. The show.
Yeah. The bear. They make the sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
What's that called? It's not called a beef. It's no, pit beef is a Maryland East Coast.
What about
thing.
A Vienna dog?
Well, yeah, we got to get one of those.
Italian beef.
Italian beef. That's what it is.
All right. So we got deep dish, Italian beef, Vienna hot dogs. Old 80s beers.
And a steak. Right?
And a steak, Cubs game.
And a partridge and a pear tree. All right, so...
We go to Grant Park. Isn't that their big park right there in the middle?
I'm not that familiar with Chicago. All I know is that you go on the lake and you go to a Cubs game.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
I think we got to experience
it. Kent's got a hand.
You know, I'm down on New York. I'm not a New York guy.
I'm not a New York guy.
I'm not
either.
An L.A. guy.
I'm not an L.A. guy either.
I think I got it. Chicago, I got to give a shot.
I'm intrigued.
I think we'd love it. Now, when would we go? Because you know the rule. We can't be gone at the same time.
Yeah.
So we got to go. We leave Friday right after the show. We fly out of Reagan.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully it goes well.
Is there any Mondays off in the summer?
That's what I'm getting ready to look for. Memorial Day, but that would be
Memorial Day.
Uh-huh.
We could do Memorial Day.
May, June. No holidays. What about 4th of July?
What day of the week is that?
That's 4th of July is a Friday. So we
maybe we get the Thursday off, though.
We would go Thursday to Sunday.
Yeah, we fly off Thursday night. Are you intrigued by a 4th of July in Chicago?
Kind of.
Fireworks over the lake.
Kind of am. We're in our boat and people are lighting fireworks off at night. Yeah. Can we go to the Sears Tower and shoot fireworks off?
Probably not.
All right. What about so hotel room accommodations?
We'll figure that out.
Flight. What about? All right. Let me just throw this out there. You can scoff at it. What do you think about the boys doing the road trip?
Oh, you mean like the 14-hour drive?
Yes.
I'm not as intrigued by that. That's a little too long.
That's a lot to of bonding. Too much bonding.
Too much hot boxing, you ripping farts in a car.
Thank you.
Okay. A little too long. A couple hours, 3, 4, 5 hours. Okay. You want to drive to New York or something? Okay, I would do that. Drive to Philly, I'd do that. Chicago 14-hour drive is a little far for me.
No, I'm intrigued. I need Kent to come up with more of an itinerary too. Right now we have great
Cubs.
We have great foundation for stuff to do.
I think we're pretty good.
Who do the Cubs play on July 4th weekend?
All right. What happened if they play the O's?
Oof. Well, I booked that flight.
Right. I'll give you Memorial Day and tweet us what else we need to be doing in Chicago.
Hey, does Chicago have like a Coney Island thing on 4th of July weekend? Where like how many Italian beefs can you eat?
Mm-hmm.
And
what's a Memorial Day, Valdez?
Memorial Day
this year
is...
I think it's early this year.
May
26th?
That sounds about right.
Because May 31st is a Saturday. So by the time we get around to the next Monday, it's the last Monday in May.
Yeah, May 26th.
All right, May 26th. They're at home. Oh, no, that whole weekend they're gone. Damn. They're not home till Monday. That weekend they're at Cincinnati, but they are home on the May 26th against the Rockies. Nubs.
Nubs game.
Worst team in baseball. All right, let's go to 4th of July. They are home. They are home on the 4th of July on Thursday. And Friday. They have a Thursday. We could go on Thursday, Valdez, July 3rd, go right to Wrigley Field and catch the Cleveland Guardians.
Oh.
AL Central winners last year.
Yeah, yeah.
Or we could see a rivalry game on 4th of July against the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, I mean, we would have to go see the Cards, right?
Yeah. Three straight weekend games, day games. That's
right up the alley.
It's right up our alley.
I'm in.
All right.
I would love to go to Chicago with
Chicago
you.
To me seems like one of the best cities for bar hopping. Doesn't it?
I know, but you can't
I don't
really
know exactly where.
Yeah, but you can't really name like a district. Like other cities you can like name like where you would go downtown to bar hop.
What do you mean Wrigleyville?
Well, I mean, we're going down there for
that
a game.
Whole area.
We're going down there for a game.
You don't think there's not a bar, a lot of bars down there? I don't know.
I worry about you though.
Why? What do you mean?
Because
what are you going to do? Some like ultra?
No, I'm just saying.
You're going to get shot in Chicago?
No, I'm not doing that bad. I'm just saying.
River North.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
River North. I know.
I've heard of that. Okay. I'm just saying, I'm actually, not just you, I'm projecting.
All right.
I'm worried about us.
Why?
Because we're around Mike Marr, and he's going to be going ham. And he's going to be handing us shots and handing us beers.
Dude, we're going to fit right in.
Okay.
There's 10 billion Irish and Italians in Chicago.
All right.
We're going to fit right in. We'll be fine.
Okay.
Everybody will like us.
Right.
Causing no problems.
No.
Do you think you can? This is what I want. This is what I'm going to put.
I want to make sure we make it in the game.
Here's what I'm going to put on your. Ask you to do.
Okay.
I need you to arrange a tour.
A tour.
Yes.
I already know what you're going to say.
I want you to.
People don't realize that this trip to Chicago is actually a psyop for us to go get hired by Barstool. look at this grin.
I don't want to get hired by. I already told you I would never leave Barstool.
Traps packing his shorts, his t-shirts, and his resume.
I don't want to move to New York or Chicago.
Hi, Big Cat. Yeah. This is the brand manager.
Yeah, you don't want to meet Brandon Walker.
Look at you,
Vincey.
Did you see a job opening for the Yak?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Look at you.
I haven't even looked at that. I've never looked at a job opening in Barstool. Not one day.
I caught you.
I'm intrigued by the new office. Are you not intrigued by the basketball court?
you want to go through the gauntlet?
Mm-hmm.
Has that a gun?
You have connections.
You little dick. No. This is the exact scene from Vegas Vacation, where Chevy Chase tells his family, let's all do a me day. He's going to tell us this in Chicago. And Drab's going to march over to the Barstool Chicago offices begging for an interview. Yeah.
I think they got enough people begging for interviews.
Drab, why did you pack this suit and tie?
I know you would like a tour of Barstool. You would give me Jerry.
You're not fooling everyone.
You'll hit the scuff sim where you
hit
the hole in one.
You're not fooling anyone.
That was just a last minute idea I just came up with.
Okay. All right.
All right, enough about us. Hope you guys enjoyed the show.
Yes, well, I hope you guys enjoyed Bit Season.
We'll be back.
Don't go running to Jason Bishop and get Drab in trouble.
Yeah.
That's my last word.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend.
We'll talk to you soon.
See you
later.